From the News Center, a news focus.
Remember going to the mall? Times are changing when it comes to retail, but Jimmy Chen, assistant professor of analytics and operations management at Bucknell University, said there's more to the changes than you might expect. First off, the huge numbers of store closings are now slowing down, and many malls are looking for new ways to market themselves.
I personally like to go to the malls just to spend time with my family. But we need to do something different because in the past, if you just go into a regular mall, 70% of the stores might be the apparels. But right now, the major malls are trying to repurpose to make it more immersive or entertaining oriented. So people want to go there just to have experience different from shopping. So they may want to have dining or restaurant or fitness centers.
So it's not just that everyone is buying on the internet?
With the help of the information technology, people seem to having a easier time to just use their cell phone or computer to get the things they want. So I would say the increasing shopping amount on the internet is just because of the convenience. But that doesn't mean the entire story, because up to now, the online retailing, the sales is still like 20% of the entire retail sales. Even for the next year, the projection will be going up to, say, 25%. So it's not taking over the physical stores.
Even places like bookstores are finding new ways to bring people in order to keep their main line of products afloat.
They already have a coffee shop in the store, right? I couldn't recall exactly what bookstore, but they even try to have some restaurant inside the bookstores.
And some of the stores are working on comebacks as well. Chen said that even though Amazon seems invincible, we're seeing issues developing with them, and he's not sure how long they can sustain a business model in which they lose money on 2 days shipping and their employees are pushed way too hard. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.